share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. How many times have we encountered a scammer or a hacker trying to fool us? By now, some of us are smart enough to identify these scammers and not fall prey to them. A Malaysian woman named Koke Maylindevi took to her Facebook to share how she encountered a scammer trying to get hold of her bank details. The scammer approached her on Facebook by asking her for her handphone number. Curious at first, she asked him why, to which he replied saying he needed her help for both of them to win a gift voucher. That's kinda sus. Instead of just blocking him like how everyone else would do, Maylindevi decided to have some fun by turning the tables around. She decided to make him the fool by leading him on. He asked her for her handphone number, to which a code will be sent to her. She followed his instructions and the scammer sent her a fake congratulations greeting, stating that she won RM2,650. Of course, Maylindevi knew it was not real. But that didn't stop her from pulling the scammer's legs just yet. The scammer then tried to ask her for her 16-digit card number so that he could transfer the money to her. She tried to confuse him by giving him her bank account number instead. Yet, he was still persistent and asked for her card number. He then proceeded to ask her for the card's expiration date along with the CVV code. Please take note that the CVV code should never be revealed to anyone. She then gave him a fake expiration date and CVV code. The scammer took a while to realize that the card number along with the rest of the other information was incorrect. Maylindevi insisted that it is the correct number. He then daringly asked her for a picture of her card and she agreed. But, instead of sending him the picture of her card, she sent him a drawing of a fake credit card, both front and back. Maylindevi even added a drawing of a hand flipping the middle finger with the words, "Enjoy," written at the top. No doubt the scammer then blocked her. Maylindevi said this is not the first time she encountered a scammer trying to hack into her bank account. It frequently happens to her friends too. She first learned how to identify a scammer after a close friend of hers encountered someone who hacked her social media account. When asked why didn't she just block the scammer from the start, she said, "I always like to play along and irritate them until they block me." What do you think about this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, man creates FB page to warn people about store that scammed over 100 victims. Source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.